This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Let's move right along. We have another guest, Macca, and we're going to change gear. We're going to talk about interesting research and approaches to support gay male survivors of domestic violence, a topic that we don't often talk about, Macca.
And people don't like to talk about.
I agree with you. It makes people feel rather uncomfortable. But we have Ali Khan on the phone. Ali Khan won a Churchill Fellowship in 2019, went overseas and had a look at some of the best practices overseas and how to deal with this very issue. Good morning to you, Ali.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
Can I just say, Ali, thank you for doing this. Thank you for putting forward the submission for the fellowship. This is a really, really important and crucial...
Let's hear what Ali's got to say first.
No, Macca. Well, I just want to put on record, I think it's gutsy stuff. Thank you.
Oh, look, thank you very much for your support. I'm off to the UK, US, Canada and New Zealand at the end of April to talk to people to find out what we can do better in Australia.
Oh, we thought that you'd already been and come back with some findings. So there you are. We're a little bit early in the piece, Ali.
But there's some lived experience,
of course,
Ali, isn't there? You know, you've got some knowledge of this yourself.
Yes. Don't worry, I'll come back and tell you about my findings, but I can give you the rationale of why I'm doing this. Yes, I do have lived experience, and as I went through the justice system, the community support system, and victim support system, look, it was apparent that it's all or primarily designed in a heteronormative way. So those who are not or do not meet that definition, it's somewhat awkward and difficult.
In other words, if you're not straight, you're not going to get support from mainstream agencies. Is that what you're saying?
Look, you will get some support, but it's beyond sexual orientation. It's primarily to do with gender, I guess. So, men are not really taken into account in support services. But in saying that, I obviously understand that those women are the highest cohort in relation to experienced domestic violence. So, I just want to make it clear, I'm not sort of questioning that. But what I'm saying is, we need to open that definition for others.
Sure. So, talk to us a bit about how you define violence, then.
So, domestic violence is very broad. So, often people think it's just to do with physical violence, but that's not necessarily the case. It can be emotional violence, it can be gaslighting, manipulation, and another area which people don't really seem to talk about is financial manipulation. Controlling people's finances is one of the most, I guess, hideous ways of causing damage to a person.
And Ali, you indicated earlier that you had some personal lived experience of this. Are you prepared to talk about that on air?
Look, I can say that I was assaulted by my then boyfriend, and look, it wasn't it wasn't a good relationship. I still will always love him, but it wasn't a healthy relationship. And it is really hard when you're in it to really understand what is happening to you. There's mixed emotions, and it's often when you leave, which is not very easy to do, that you sort of reflect and identify, well, yeah, it wasn't the most good situation.
Wow. Thank you for being so honest about that.
And Ali, you know, when you say you're going to a number of places to speak to people, you'll be speaking to people, you know, that have been victims, and I would also assume organisations that are endeavouring to support or you know, to find out more about this. Is that correct?
So, I guess so. One of the things I've done so far in my sort of research before going is that the UK and US are decades ahead of Australia in this field. If I could give an example, in the US, they were dealing with this issue, a domestic violence service called the Gay Domestic Violence Project. It was set up way back in the late 90s, and it was quite groundbreaking at the time, as it recognised that gay men can be victims of domestic violence. In the UK, there are, I guess, a plethora of services. So Stonewall, a peak organisation, and Stonewall Housing, they look into domestic violence. There's an LGBTI hotline for domestic violence. It's called Gallup. There's just so much happening overseas, and it's something we need to think about what we can do here, but our population base is probably something we have to consider.
Okay.
Okay. Ali, for years I've been familiar with a project called the Violence Project. Are you familiar with that? It's a Melbourne-based initiative.
The
Anti-Violence Project?
I think
Project.
It's the Anti-Violence Project, yeah.
Look, I'm looking into what's happening in Australia. There's the Anti-Violence Project. There's a big project in New York. So that's a project I'll be looking into. What I do understand in the Australian context is a lot of the peak organisations like Thorn Harbour Health, ACON, and in Canberra, the AIDS Action Council, they do have a presence as pride hubs for supporting those with domestic violence, but they're more referral services.
Okay. So, a Churchill Fellowship is you know, a really significant thing, and they're not easy to get. As I say, congratulations.
Thank you.
When you come, you know, when you've done your research and you come back and you write it up, and where do you intend to present it, Ali?
To, I guess, as many people as possible. I was really fortunate in putting the Churchill application of having the support of the Australian Federal Police domestic violence team, and it actually means quite a lot, because I had to deal with them throughout my experience. I've also been mentored by Ben Bjarnson. He's a senior constable up in Queensland, and he did a similar project a couple of years ago. He was a Churchill Fellow too, and he looked into why the LGBTI cohort were just not reporting what was happening to the police. So there's a lot happening, and I've also made some relationships with various domestic violence services in Canberra, in Sydney, in Queensland, and I hope to link up with many more across Australia.
Good on you.
Just as we were chatting, Ali, I did go to the Victorian Pride Centre website and just did a very quick search on violence, and in fact did come across a listing called Victoria's Anti-Violence Project. They do have their own website, they do deliver services, and they do encourage people to report and discuss their personal experiences with violence. So if anybody wishes to contact that or find this particular topic a little bit close to heart this morning, you can actually go to their website, which is antiviolence.info, or you could call them on 047-664-442. So I just thought I'd throw that in, Ali, because sometimes these things do raise personal experiences and people are seeking some support or some help. Ali, talk to us about where you're at in your own personal experience. You've been able to get the support that you need and move on. How? Where are you at now?
So, look, it's taken some time. There's counselling and then going, getting support through victims, victim support. And the court process is never very straightforward, and that it can take a couple of years to some extent. So it's been an experience. It's been a point of learning that you can be quite resilient in times where you thought it just wasn't possible. And the fact that I'm talking about it, because it took a long time to be able to talk about it. And as you said earlier, it's about the awkward conversation. People do not want to talk about domestic violence, and that's in pretty much in any context, regardless of the cohort. So I guess one of the takeaway points that I've learned so far, and I hope through Joy and other organisations continue this, is that we need to continue talking about domestic violence. Yes, it's going to be awkward, but we need to talk about it again, again, and again. If we stop talking about it, well, those out there who are experiencing it will just feel more isolated.
Ali, who were the people that you turned to, and who were the people that were most supportive for you in your experience?
Look, I had I was fortunate to have a place to go to once I left my then boyfriend. I got I always had the support of my family, my close friends, even my workplace. These little things actually make quite a lot of difference, and I know more and more workplaces are looking into policies to support their staff with domestic violence, and also provide managers training about identifying perhaps the signs and approaching those people who are quite vulnerable in a safe, constructive way. So, look, I was really fortunate, but we must acknowledge not everyone is in that situation.
Mm. Thank you very much, Ali. This has been a really very important conversation for us to have this morning. We would love you to come back on air once you've completed your research. But I would again like to just read out these contact points, Macra, if that's okay.
Sure.
If any of our listeners are feeling some a particular need to look for some support, you can actually make contact with the Anti-Violence Project .info here in Victoria. The phone number to call is 0407-664-442. That was a great discussion we had with Ali Khan this morning, a Churchill fellow.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, you can.
There's also the Respect Hotline, so that's Domestic Violence Hotline, and that's open to all cohorts, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation. And, of course, there's Lifeline as well if you're in a need to talk to someone as well, but what we must say is that if you're experiencing it, call the police. That's what they're there for. Call the police.
Thank you very much for that, Ali.
Thank you
very much.
Okay,
so there you
not
have
a
it.
Problem.
You've also got 1300 Respect.
Yes.
You can also call Lifeline, and of course, don't forget QLife. QLife is our very own community support service.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.